For centuries, the migration of birds was a mystery to mankind. David Carr, a research professor at UVA's Blandy Experimental Farm, says the conventional wisdom was that birds hibernated.
Of course, people never found hibernating birds, and so it was often thought that they hibernated underwater in the bottoms of rivers and streams or ponds.
Then, in 1822, residents of a village in what's now northern Germany saw something that convinced them birds could be traveling to faraway places.
Probably the first really hard evidence came with the discovery of a stork with an arrow through its neck.
The arrow appeared to have come from Africa. Today, with the help of satellite tracking and GPS, we know much more about the amazing journey of birds.
Some of the real champs are the Arctic tern. They migrate about 12,000 miles each way.
Black pole warblers travel so far that they need to stop in Virginia to fatten up for the second leg of their trip, which begins in Alaska.
It takes them on average about 18 days to get from Nome to the East Coast. And then the second leg of their migration is from the East Coast to the coast of South America, Brazil. And they can do that flight nonstop in about 60 hours.
So birder David Carr hopes Virginians will do more for their feathered friends, filling a bird feeder and landscaping with native plants that attract the bugs songbirds love. Too often, he adds, birds are injured by TV towers and tall buildings.
Large antennas have guy lines that stabilize them, and the birds clip those lines and they die by the thousands. Similarly, window kills are a really major source of migration mortality.
If you see or hear a bird hit one of your windows, the Wildlife Center of Virginia invites you to call their clinic in Waynesboro. Kelsey Pleasance is a wildlife rehabilitator.
It's recommended if a bird hits a window, it needs to come into care, even if it looks fine, because there could be internal trauma that won't declare itself for a few days.
She also suggests keeping house cats inside to protect birds. And David Carr recommends joining a global force of citizen scientists who are tracking this year's migration.
Cornell University has a program called eBird. Anyone can get a free eBird account, and you can post all of your bird sightings into the Cornell database. And it works really well for you. It does a great job of keeping track of your own sightings and keeping all that organized. I have file cabinets full of notes dating back to, you know, when I was a teenager. I just wish they had had eBird back then.
He mentions three spots where you can watch the fall migration of hawks and raptors: Rockfish Gap in Afton, Snickers Gap in Northern Virginia, and Kiptopeke State Park on the Eastern Shore. I'm Sandy Houseman.